Broadcasting direct from the city of Salisbury on 93.7 MHz, this is your station, Castle Radio.
The station that fits snugly into your ear.
And now, let's slow down the mood.
Well, a very good Sunday afternoon to you. It's just gone 4 o'clock. Thank you very much, John Taylor, for the past 60 minutes. Yet another superb show. I'm beginning to get very jealous of that man. Every show he seems to do, he seems to get better and better. And every show I seem to do, it gets worse and worse, doesn't it? Never mind. It's Mike Allen up until five, playing nothing but good music. This is dedicated to John Taylor. It's Christopher Cross.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away. Find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me. It's not far to Never Never Land. No reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me. Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it. Just a dream of the wind that carries.
An absolutely super record, isn't it? Christopher Cross from the album Christopher Cross and a track entitled Sailing. Good afternoon, it's the Mike Allen Show.
93.7 with your DJ, Mike Allen.
Yes, time for some relaxing music to start the show off. That was Christopher Cross. This is Stevie Wonder.
That's you, you, you.
Absolutely lovely, isn't it? Stevie Wonder from the favourite album of mine, of his double album, featuring the great track entitled Isn't She Lovely? And it always amazed me why Motown Records never released that as a 45, because I'm sure they would have had a number one sound with it. Unfortunately, a gentleman by the name of David Parton did Isn't She Lovely, put it out on the 45 and had a top 20 hit on his hands with it, and I thought his version was absolutely... But that's a track from the album entitled Joy Inside My Own Tears. Dedicate that to a little lady. Well, I think I mentioned last week on my show, but unfortunately she wasn't tuned in. You naughty girl, you. But hopefully the lovely looking lady by the name of Sharon in Navistock should be tuned in to us today and listening on 93.7 megahertz. I certainly hope so. And the lady's name is Sharon, so a very good afternoon to you, my dear. That's a special dedication from yours truly, Michael, from the heart this afternoon. By the way, information sheets on Castle Radio and Cast Ribs can be obtained, wait for it, from the Fish and Chip Shop. Oh yes, isn't that lovely? Fish and Chip Shop in Winchester Street. So if you want to know more information about Castle Radio and you want to get an information sheet about us, then why not pop into the Fish and Chip Shop in Winchester Street, ask for Norman. And he will give you an information sheet on Castle Radio and some super Castle Radio car stickers. Or, if you don't fancy going to the Fish and Chip Shop, if you think you're too high for things like that, pop into the corner restaurant between Endless Street and Salt Lane and ask for Tim and Tia, give you some information sheets and also some super car stickers. Okay, so if you want to know more about Castle Radio, pop into those two places and they give you some wonderful goodies, free of charge. Mind you, if you want to slip us a fiver, as you're a generous person, we won't complain because we need all the money we can get these days, getting all the records together and that. Right, it's 10 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon with Michael Allen, here until 5, close down time, and I think we've had two smoochy records to start the show off. I think we'd better wake you up because I'm sure you're all going to sleep, so wake up!
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Everybody, we know the real deal. We got golden voices and hearts of steel. Because the five MCs, we got to be real. We wanna hear the party people yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Yes, a bit of rapping there with the Funky Four. Oh, what a good name, eh? That's on the Sugar Hill label and it's called That's the Joint. Dedicate that to everybody who came out to the firework night at the Saddle Rooms in Wilton. It was a party night, all right, and everybody was freaking out on the floor, showing us what they were made of. That's a record I never played. Right, I think that's quite enough of that. Let's go into the chart. Number one this week, for the first week, it's The Police with this one. Every little thing she does is absolutely magic. From the album The Ghost in the Machine, that's The Police. The number one sound across the nation this week. And I'm not really surprised. It's such a great sound, isn't it? Dedicate that to everybody at the Pizza Plus. And I've got to mention a few names because on last week's show I didn't mention anybody from the Pizza Plus. And when I went on Monday, they said, "Oi, you didn't mention my name." I said, "I'm sorry. Right, we're not serving you anymore. Get out." They threw me out. Which I don't think was very nice of them, was it? No, honestly, I've been going in the Pizza Plus since it started, and all they can do is throw slander at me, which I think is very cruel. But nevertheless, as I'm such a kind, generous, and wonderful human being, I'm going to mention some of the names of the girls who work at the Pizza Plus. Hello to Maria. She's been working there 12 months. It amazes me how she does it, working with all those pizzas. I think she's beginning to look like one. Anyway, hello, Maria. Hello to Anne and Daphne. The two shift manageresses, and I do believe Daphne was tuned into me last week. I think even Anne was as well. Thank you very much for tuning to me last week anyway. It's nice to know that I had two listeners in, listening anyway. And also hello to Janet, hello to Helen, another scrumptious human being working there, and to anyone else who works at the Pizza Plus. The next record is dedicated to you. Broadcasting on a frequency of 93.7 megahertz in the very high frequency band. Broadcasting direct from Salisbury to Salisbury, this is Castle Radio. The mailing address of Castle Radio is 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire. That's 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire. Broadcasting with you each and every Sunday between 2 and 5 and 7 and 10 in the evening. This is Castle Radio, the alternative music station for the city of Salisbury.
Super Sunday, have a big fat ball. I'm having a raving affair, everybody. Yes, absolutely
super, isn't it? Playing all this scrumptious music on a Sunday afternoon. It's very dark outside, but who cares anyway? I like it dark. Yes, it doesn't show a face up there. It doesn't frighten many people, yes. Okay, it's 18 minutes after four. This is Phil Collins with I Missed Again. Missed again. That's the story of my life, I'm afraid. Mind you, you don't want to hear my problems, do you? I'm sure you've got enough of your own. Anyway, Phil Collins from his first ever solo album. And if you haven't got that album yet, go out on Monday to your local record store, preferably Sutton's, where you shall see two lovely ladies by the name of Sue and Sue, and they shall get you the new album from Phil Collins, well, the current album anyway, because it has some lovely tracks on it. I'd like to say hello and a good afternoon to the man who went on before me. His name is John Taylor, and last week I brought in my pet dog into the studio, which I never know, because he caused a bit of a raucous. His name is Rover, and I've had him for 5 years, actually. I get on perfectly well with him. As long as I give him his daily dose of shredded wheat, he's all right. But unfortunately, he didn't get on very well with John. No, he kept grabbing his leg for unknown reasons. Yeah, so I didn't bring Rover into the studio today. So if John's out there somewhere, it's all right. It's safe to come in, mate, because he's not here. I can assure you that. Instead, I've brought my little cat in, actually. He's a nice little cat. It's a little Persian cat by the name of Origami. Yes, I call him Origami. Nice name, that, isn't it? Yes. And he's all right to come in, John, because Origami is a totally trained. I train it every morning, and it won't harm you at all. So if John's out there somewhere, please do come into the studio, because it's all right, because I've left Rover at home. I've brought in Origami instead, and she's rather nice. I think it's a she anyway. I'm not too sure about that. Is it a she? Oh, sorry, it's a he. My goodness, I've had this cat for 4 years, and I've just found out it's a he. Oh dear, it's going to be one of those days today. This is Frank Sinatra, dedicated to any easy listening music fans out there. And this is, of course, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars. Good afternoon, it's exactly 21 minutes after four. Come on, let's romanticize over this, eh?
Quiet nights of quiet stars. quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. How lovely. This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I, who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, my love. Lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love.
There you go, the sort of music you can hear on Radio 2 every day of the week, but you heard it on Castle Radio on a Sunday afternoon. Frank Sinatra, or his full titled name is Francis Albert Sinatra, from an album entitled Back Together Again, featuring Antonio Carlos Jobim on the guitar. Ah, dedicated to all the romantic people listening in this afternoon, and don't write to me and tell me I never play lovely, easy listening music. And once again, if there's any dedications or requests you would like on the station, don't forget we have a mailing address. It's very easy to remember. It's simply Castle Radio, care of 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury, in Wiltshire. That's 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury, in Wiltshire. Drop us a line and tell you what you think of us, as long as it's not too rude and you don't shove insults in my face, as I get enough insults as it is. So drop us a line at 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire, the mailing address of Castle Radio. It's exactly 25 minutes after four. Bringing a smile to your face every Sunday afternoon on Castle Radio, it's the Mike Allen Radio Programme. He's a bundle of fun, you know. I'd like to dedicate this one to Tony Horton, if he's listening in. He works at the Cooperative in Salisbury, and he's a very particular fan of Level 42, and I think he'll like this one. Their current single, entitled Star Child.
Space.
Yeah, the band come from the Isle of Wight, and that's called Star Child, bubbling under the top 40 at the moment, and it's the remix version from the album simply entitled Level 42, dedicated to a gentleman who calls himself Tony Horton, a so-called mate, and he wasn't even tuned into the last week's transmission, would you believe it or not? It was my first show and all. I'm very disappointed about you, Tony, but nevertheless, I dedicated a record to you because I'm such a kind person. Modest with it, too. This is Olivia Neutron-Bomb. Can you imagine the thought of getting physical with Olivia Newton-John? I can't think of anything better. That's her current 45, which is rising up the chart and doing ever so well. Good luck, Olivia, and you can get physical with me anytime. Not as though you would want to if you saw the sight of me. It's enough to put anybody off. Oh. This one's dedicated to Bruno and Kim, if they're tuned into me this afternoon. Hello to you two lovelies. It's the new one from Modern Romance, I-A-A-M-O-C.
We'll be right back.
Ah, that's right, the fastest thing in the air with the time at exactly 4:35. It's Castle Radio, it's the Mike Allen Show. Good afternoon, Salisbury. This is, of course, the Street Band. Just give me one good reason and I won't stay around. Hey, I bet there's a load of reasons why I shouldn't stay around. Come on, out with it, out with it. What do you think of me so far?
Rubbish!
Oh dear, it's nice to be wanted, isn't it? That's a Street Band taking you back to last year and a single which they released after their big, big hit entitled Toast. You remember that? I might even play that on next week's show if I can find it. And I must apologise to some of the listeners who don't like disco music this afternoon. I've played quite a few disco records, and I'm not really supposed to be quite honest with you, but it's due to the fact that I've got a large amount of disco records here in the studio and not enough other music, you see, so I've got to play quite a bit of disco music this afternoon. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it, because I love disco music, and I hope you do too, but I've got another disco record coming up in a minute. This is too bad, isn't it? Oh... Oh, Kev Knight's going to love me for this, you know. I can see him behind the glass at the moment. God, look at those rude gestures he's doing. Do you mind? I am a pure and simple human being, and I don't like having two fingers stuck. Oi! This is disgusting, honestly.
And the beat goes on.
I didn't think you would like that, Kevin, but I'm going to dedicate the next record to you. I'm sure you love this one. It's the current 45 from Earth, Wind & Fire. It's called Let's Groove Tonight.
shake your body right down.
Here we go then. You can move down. Let's groove tonight. The brand new 45 from Earth, Wind & Fire from their new album Praise. Dedicate that one to Kev Knight, who's not going to speak to me for the rest of the day, basically because I'm playing a lot of disco. Oh, I'm sorry, Kev. I promise you I won't play any more. Well, maybe just one. Don't forget the programme schedule for tonight. It all begins at 7 o'clock when Uncle Mike Ross, the boss himself, will be doing his very own stuff between the hours of, let me see, 7 and 8. He's got a nice show lined up for you this evening. Lots of good old oldies. And then at 8 o'clock, it's Kevin Knight with the Disco Fever show. And then at 9 o'clock, would you believe it or not, is someone called Tim V. And he's got a lot of new releases to play here. And finally, at 10 o'clock, it's Uncle Mike back with again. He's got his old microphone turned up loud tonight between 10 and 10.30 because he's got all that sexy, smoochy music, which Mary Whitehouse hates because he knows everybody's groping at that time. Well, nearly everybody anyway. So Mary Whitehouse, if you're listening, tune to Michael between 10 and 10.30 and he will show you his stuff. Oh-ho.
I bet he will.
Yes, he's got some nice smoochy music to play you tonight, and I've just been having a look at some of the records he's going to play you, and there's some nice, lovely records to played between the hours of 10 and 10.30 tonight when the smoochy show comes on the airways with Michael himself at 10 o'clock, so be sure to join Mike tonight and everybody else on the evening service of Castle Radio. This is Gary Glitter, and then She Kissed Me. Thought we got rid of him, you know. But he's back, isn't he? The baboon himself. Isn't he got fat, eh? I'm sure it's all those fish and chips he's been eating. Gary Glitter with a hairy chest himself. You know what he did to get that hairy chest, don't you? Well, he transplanted some of the hair from his head and he put it onto his chest. You don't believe me, do you? You're quite right in not believing me because I'm an absolute liar. No, I think that's true, actually. You never know with these stars, do you? That's Gary Glitter back in the chart with Then He Kissed Me. Dedication time. I'd like to say hello to Ashley Nash of Alderbury if he's tuned in to us this evening. I mean, this afternoon. Good afternoon, Ash. This is for you. It's the ELO, as I know you hate the ELO, so I dedicate this one to you. Turn to Stone.
The city streets are empty now. The lights don't shine no more.
My blue world, yeah, yeah, baby, ooey. Oh, I never had a very good voice. I was thinking of making a record, actually. Oh, well, everybody else, well, if Terry Wogan can do it, you know, I'm sure Mike Allen can. Look where he got. Into the chart, didn't he? Into the top 10. Oh. So if there's any would-be record companies listening to Castle Radio this afternoon, how about employing me as a future star? Good God, they must be joking. Good afternoon, that's especially for Ashley Naish of Waterbury. He should be tuned into us this afternoon. He wasn't last week. A smack on the body for that. Yes, you missed my first show on Castle Radio, which was absolutely abysmal. The second one's not too good either, is it? But anyway, good afternoon, Ashley. I know you don't like the ELO, that's why I played it for you. Because I'm a nice sort of guy, you see. Oh, yeah. And we've got a special dedication coming up after the next particular record for everybody who went to the Wilton Carnival a couple of Saturdays ago. And somebody who won it. Oh, I know the person who won it, you see, so I've got to play them a record. Well, I haven't got to, but it's just that I thought I would, because I'm running out of things to say this afternoon. So let's get back to the music, shall we? This is one of my faves in the chart at the moment. Comes from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or for short, OMD. And this is all about that naughty Joan of Arc. Good afternoon, it's 5:10. Castle Radio is the station. Mike Allen is the DJ. That's what I like to call myself. Whether I am or not, that's another matter. It's all about the Joan of Arc. Comes from OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark this afternoon. Dedicate that one to Jane, who works at Buddy's. Hello, Jane. How do we find you this afternoon? Oh, like that, is it? Had a heavy night, did you? Bet you got the Bloody Marys out this afternoon. Yeah, it's totally drunk. Or, well, not drunk at the moment. I'm sure you've got a hangover. If you're like me, you have. Because I'm always drunk myself. I have to survive. Anyway, good afternoon, Jane, if you're tuned into us. And also somebody else who works at Buddy's. I think it's Angie, is it? Or is it Angela? I think it may be Angela. She's one of the chefs. And she makes some lovely hamburgers. Yes. Oh, mind boggles, doesn't it? Anyway, good afternoon, Angela. And also hello to Jane, who both work at Buddy's. That's the All-American Restaurant in Salisbury. Right, and this is the special dedication of the afternoon. Hello to everybody who went to the Wilton Carnival a couple of Saturdays ago in Salisbury. Wilton, of course. And the float which won it this year was the combined forces of the Pembroke Arms Hotel and also the Saddle Room. So I'd like to call up Ron Taylor, the manager and proprietor. Sounds good, doesn't it? Of the Saddle Rooms. And also Peter, I don't know your second name, mate. Probably it's some foreign name which I cannot pronounce, so I won't attempt to. But very good afternoon to you two gentlemen, because you put a float together and you actually won it. It was the first time you've ever entered a float into the Wilton Carnival, and you won it. Oh, that's terrific. And a record which they played on the float around about, how many times was it? About five or six times was this one by the Tweets, the Birdie Song. So this is for everybody who made the Wilton Carnival a success, especially for the winning entry, Pembroke Arms and the Saddle Rooms. This is for you. Come on, let's all join in and do the Birdie Song. It's very simple. All you got to do is sort of do funny things with your hands. That's it. Wiggle your body right down to the ground and then clap your hands. I'll show you. Thank goodness this isn't television. That's it, taking your partners by the hand, swing them round, that's it, madam. Come on, you grannies. Go on, throw your hubby out the window. That's it, you're all learning. Dedicate this one to the RSPCA. Oh yes, all the Castle Radio disc jockeys are doing this. I must say, Mike, you're very good at doing this. Have you done it before? The dance, that is, you fool. Oh, dear me. One more time then. Take your partners. Bum. Right, that's dedicated to everybody who went to the Wilton Carnival in Salisbury on a couple of Saturdays ago, because the float that won it were the Pembroke Arms and also the Saddle Rooms. It was the first time they've ever entered the float and they actually won it. So well done to the people involved with that, and especially to Ron and Peter, the manager and proprietor. Well, Peter's the manager of the Pembroke Arms Hotel and Ron is the manager of the Saddle Room Discotheque. Well done. And while I'm at it, I'd like to say hello to a couple of people. Firstly, Sue, who works behind the bar at the Saddle Rooms. That's a jolly good job. And not forgetting Passionate Patsy. Hello, Patsy. She works behind the bar as well. And also the beautiful and delightable Daphne, who has her hunky boyfriend tuned into us this afternoon. His name's Phil, so good afternoon to the two of you. There you go. That's the end of the dedications this afternoon. We'll be back with more music in just a second. On 93.7 MHz, VHF, you're tuned to the Mike Gullum radio programme on Salisbury's community station, Castle Radio. Yes, unfortunately, it's my last record on the show today, so I thought I'd go out in style and play you the new one from Soft Cell, the band who bought you Tainted Love, number one sound. This is going to be a number one sound too. It's all about the bedsitter. There you go, a touch of the new one from Soft Cell called Bedsitter, just as good as Tainted Love, I think. Rather different, but rather good. It's available on the Reformation label today. Well, that's just about it for the past 60 minutes. You have been tuned to the Mike Allen Radio Programme. I've got a buzz off, so I'll put my little jingle machine on and play you my last record on the show. Well, it's not my last record, but it's a nice little instrumental number to talk over. Broadcasting direct from the city of Salisbury on 93.7 MHz, this is your station, Castle Radio.
The station that fits
snugly into your ear. Yes. Rightio, the extravaganza has ended for the past 60 minutes. You have been tuned to Mike Allen on Castle Radio 93.7, but unfortunately it's come to an end. Nevertheless, I shall hopefully be back next week with 60 minutes more of madness and mirth. Don't forget the address to write to if you'd like to write to me. It's 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire. That's 21 Victoria Road, Salisbury in Wiltshire. That's the mailing address. And don't forget to put Castle Radio at the top of your letter. And don't forget to join us tonight. Between the hours of 7 and 10.30, I shan't run through the programme schedule because I don't have enough time. But I can assure you, you'll enjoy it tonight because there's a lot of good disc jockeys and a lot of great sounds to be spun tonight between the hours of 7 o'clock and 10.30. And don't forget to rejoin us next Sunday afternoon between 2 and 5 when Dave Wynn and Angus will take you between 2 and 3. And then it's that incomparable DJ himself, John Taylor, between 3 and 4. And then between 4 and 5, it's me, the man with... no talent at all, but, well, I don't know. What have I got? Not a lot. But I'm here between 4 and 5 every Sunday to play some super music. And I'm afraid I've got to buzz off now. I go downstairs and make myself a nice jam butty, I think, and have a nice cup of tea and relax in my chair and watch telly. My, can't beat Sunday evening, can you? Thank you very much for listening. Have a super week. Remember, don't work too hard, and remember, if you can't be safe, buy a pram. I'll see you soon. From me, Michael Allen, enjoy yourself and be safe, won't you? I'll leave you with the sound of Grover Washington Jr. and Wine Night Radio. Castle Radio is now closing down, but we shall be back at 7 o'clock. Goodbye to you.